This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Matlock is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the Tigers in the Bahamas and more at 1:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, even though the days are starting to get shorter, your list of stops grows longer. School, work, sports, fall outings. Now's the perfect time to have a Pep Boys ASC certified tech inspect your brake system for all the important stops ahead.
Now at Pep Boys, save up to $120 on a Wagner premium brake service that includes a lifetime part replacement warranty. Schedule your appointment at pepboys.com now through August 31st. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
So visit your local Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Car accident? Dial #529 on your cell. #law. That's all.
The FedEx Employees Credit Association specializes in providing financial solutions for FedEx employees and their families. Join today and take advantage of this great opportunity to serve all of your financial needs. Please visit FECCA.com for more information.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
By the way, I did not realize this, but I'm in a online Madden franchise with Jonah and Devin Walker and Drew Hill, and apparently Jeffrey Wright has now joined. Is Jeffrey Wright playing the Madden tournament?
I don't know. We'll see. I hope so.
Brad didn't want to give anything away.
Everybody want to get in.
We haven't talked. I mean,
here's the deal, man.
Like, I hope he comes and supports.
There isn't a person on this planet that I won't play in Madden, period. I mean, I'm not, you know.
You said that. You're open to all comers.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and certainly I respect Jonah as a competitor, but at the same time, you know, I've gotten a lot better at this game in the last 2 weeks.
That sounds like what losers say.
I have figured it out. Well,
can you give us an indication of a lifetime record against Jonah?
I want to say I think I'm 0-3. I'm 0-3 against Jonah. Now, two of those losses came on the last generation of Madden when the Raiders receivers were Jordy Nelson, and I can't even remember the other guy.
Yeah. Two things on Jonah. Most plugged-in guy in town on Tigers football. Number two, you're Madden King.
Mm. No. That's, you know.
This just got real serious real quick, didn't it, John? Your attitude just changed today. No more play, huh?
No, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Bark is a lot louder than your bite.
You think so?
Yes.
Careful, Brad.
Okay. Well, we'll find out on Friday.
Yeah. I'm going to bring out that other John.
Yeah, because I have rabies.
Oh.
You know,
when you get something, huh?
When you get me in the right place, I have rabies. And so I will, you know, I will kill you.
You're like a sick dog.
Yeah, I will kill you in front of your family.
Damn.
And when I get to that place.
Let's just be careful.
Let's not go there now.
Or your Christmas tree.
Let's keep it all above board. You know, I want this to be friendly, you know.
That's what we're doing, sure John.
I got you.
I'm sure this is benefiting, you know, the Boy Scouts of America or something along those lines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We could put some charity money in this thing somehow.
You know, that would really help my mental state if we could do that, you know, just so we could really keep it, you know, really
got you good and triggered.
But no, it's going to be listen, I mean, I think everybody kind of heard what you did there, the way you backed out of this. I mean, I think everybody kind of knows the deal.
However you want to play it, brother.
I don't think I'm playing it anyway. You know, I think what people hear and understand is that you want no part of me. And that you
I'm
have
42. I've been retired for like 10 years.
And you want to play that? That's to you going
to
be some kind of
I don't have to play you.
That's the point. It's like you. This is much better, John.
No, I don't think we were necessarily going to play each other, though. I don't know if that was the arrangement.
It sounded like we had to get into the 16, John. But that's neither here nor there. We'll all of it will come to fruition on Friday. We'll see what happens.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. 6:30 at the rec room.
Meet us there.
We got Hard Knocks tonight, which is going to be very exciting. Antonio Brown says he is a handsome enemy of the state. Just to give you a preview, handsome enemy of the state.
Yeah, I figured the camera's going to be following Mayock down and watching that whole thing. That I've never seen a GM do this before, lay it out all on the you're all in or all out. That looked scripted to me. That looked like Mayock saying, you know what, I'm tired, Antonio. Y'all cameras follow me down. So I'll be interested tonight, John, if you tell me if there was a camera right behind Mayock that followed him down.
Now, the one thing I will say that does feel scripted is Antonio Brown's arrivals. Like I saw, I think it was from Vic Toffer, who covers the Raiders for the Athletic.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted that Antonio Brown has timed his arrivals back to Raiders camp with like the deadline for editing and production for Hard Knocks. So like every time he comes back, when he's gone, he comes back like the absolute last moment that he could be included in that week's episode for Hard Knocks. Because you didn't watch it last week, but at the end of last week's episode, the very last scene is Antonio Brown arriving at camp. Like that's all they had. That's all they could get in there. But it was him coming back to camp.
I mean, is there not any validity in the point I made to Clay about? You know, we talk about his production, and he's one of the best receivers in the league, clearly. But for you guys, as far as you guys are away from really from being relevant and being a playoff team, we'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
What's the production get you? Is my point.
Yeah.
So haven't you already sort of? And again, if what the Raiders are doing this year, right, is laying a foundation.
Yep.
For Gruden building this thing up.
Yep.
How is having Antonio in there with all these antics, a guy who isn't showing the young receivers anything right now other than how to be a prima donna?
Yep.
How is that actually helping at all? Again, when the production doesn't put you over the top of anything.
Well, I do agree. Like, I mean, I
get that he's a great player, and there's an idea. But the difference is with mine, John. My great player, Khalil Mack, he makes us better. He puts us there, and all of a sudden we're relevant. For you, and I realize you can say, what, did you spend a third and a fifth?
Third and a fifth, yeah. They gave him a big contract.
But you also gave him a bunch of guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, literally looking at it from you, not even hating on you. If you guys were closer to it, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, maybe you're there, and I know that's the hope. I could say, okay, well, production will matter most. You put up with this junk, but I think it's already been determined. This thing's a big time mistake.
I think that the Raiders were hoping that the Pittsburgh situation was an outlier, that he had just gotten to his wits end with the Steelers and vice versa.
Makes me respect Tom a lot more, quite frankly.
You know that a new sort of place would change his attitude.
See, I thought Tomlin had lost control, right? And you saw last year, again, we've talked about this, where the team is all, you know, saying what they feel on Le'Veon Bell and all that, and it just kind of gets out of control in the locker room. And now I'm thinking, my gosh, with how, you know, just with Antonio Brown and the lightning rod he is and some of his decision-making, it's crazy that Tomlin kept the lid on it
yep.
as long as he did, sort of kept it under control. I remember when he was going out tweeting after wins or losses or something, and Tomlin had to get him to take it. Tomlin looked like he did the best job he could with him for as long as he could with him.
Yep.
And again, they may be in a better spot, literally subtraction-wise, taking Antonio Brown off. Now, it helps to have James Conner and it helps to have Juju. There's no question about that, but they're probably in a better space now with that dude gone. It's amazing the job he was able to do to keep the lid on this mess.
Yeah, that is true. So anyway, I'm looking forward to this episode of Hard Knocks tonight because I think it has potential to be, or it really the expectation is that it should be one of the best of the series because again the material is just such where I think the demands and the expectations.
The
are
other
high.
Thing it's taken away from y'all have looked pretty good offensively.
Yeah,
like it's taking away from what Gruden's doing on the field and what Derek Carr is doing right now. He's looked pretty darn sharp. You got Lewis Riddick says he thinks he's going to have the best season of his career. All this mess is taken away from what's been a pretty good preseason for you guys offensively.
Right,
no question about it. And you even showed well on defense against the Cardinals. So.
Yeah, it was against.
It's unfortunate the football part of this is all getting thrown out the door. Well, you actually look like a decent outfit.
I honestly think that's where the Raiders are. If this continues to happen and it doesn't ever get to a point where it's like, all right, we're in, I'm playing football, then they will explore alternate, routes with him, and that'll be sad because I've bought a lot of Antonio Brown gear.
Yeah, that Bowman shirt will just be laying there.
Bowman, I bought that. I bought another Raider shirt, another Antonio Brown shirt. I bought a hat with Antonio Brown signature on it.
Go with all the rest of that Raider garbage you buy. I mean, there's just no reason to wear it.
You know, it's like one of those things. To me, it's a lesson, and sometimes you will get what you think you want in life. You know, you can't always get what you want, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the worst thing is getting what you think you actually want, only to be disappointed.
Well, not in the case of Memphis fans wanting Penny to have the job.
Well, that's true.
That's one where it actually worked out, right?
You
saw the grass on the other side, and it was greener and lusher and good, that good Bermuda.
That was Bermuda grass.
You understand what I'm saying? The good stuff, whatever the good stuff is.
Yeah.
And it was really greener.
Well, it was.
But I know what you mean with your whole. It's not always green.
You've never had that in your life.
I'm starting to get to you. You're starting to have the buyer's remorse that you were. You'd get loud in front of. This is gonna be fine. You're starting to have it.
I'm not delusional. Like,
starting to sink in there.
Sitting around last night and I see the news again that Antonio Brown is filing another grievance.
I've seen your tweets. I can see the frustration building.
Like, enough is enough, man.
Absolutely.
Come on.
I'm glad you feel that
way. The Raiders supported you. They did everything they could do publicly to be behind
you.
They
literally did.
And now you're filing another – dude, you lose. Tom Brady switched. Bottom line, game over. If Tom Brady didn't switch, and he's fighting it, okay, you got a case. You can just say that.
Right.
But you can't say that. Mm-hmm. If Aaron Rodgers is switching and Tom Brady is switching and every other damn player in the NFL is switching – bro, I hate to tell you, but you got to,
Right.
It's time.
Yeah.
So anyway, should be a fun episode of Hard Knocks tonight. News earlier this morning that we touched on to start the show.
Mm-hmm.
2020 guard Jalen Green, who is currently at Prolific Prep, but maybe switching destinations. According to Sportando, he is deciding soon between the club Stella Azzurra, Prolific Prep, which is where he is right now, and it's a high school in a prep school in America, and the Australian League, which is where R.J. Hampton is headed with the Breakers. R.J. Hampton, interestingly enough, is going to play the Memphis Grizzlies here in Memphis.
Yeah, I've seen the noob. I don't think we've discussed it.
Yeah.
I think Dad will be in town, obviously. Have Dad back on. He lied to us.
Damn.
I'm messing around. It was a business thing the whole time, but come on. Those guys knew for a month they weren't going to a college. That John seemed a little bit of a farce, to say the least.
Yeah, so that's kind of the decision on the table for 2020 guard priority for the University of Memphis. Jalen Green is, does he go? And again, I I'm wondering sort of what the connection is or what the reason being behind this, considering that the Italian Academy is, because it just feels random as hell. You know, it's an amateur club, according to Wikipedia. So, you know, I'm assuming it's just a, you know, you're not getting paid to be there. But I do wonder what the, you know, what the reason for that would be.
Is this not bad news for all the schools that are recruiting Jalen Green-type players?
Yes.
Because I'm not going to lie to you, when RJ first makes the move, what I you heard me. I said, well, this won't be a trend, number one, because it'll stop in 2022 when these guys can go straight from high school to the NBA. But I didn't. I thought most of your elite guys, Zion, those guys, would still go to the Dukes, Kentuckys, and Memphises. But clearly, this has become a very viable option right now for some of these guys. Now, who knows what all it is for Jalen? Maybe right now he's not, you know, whatever schools that are still in there in the mix. It was Memphis. Who else?
Memphis, Kentucky.
Duke didn't get in with him, right?
I can't remember. But I mean, it's from
anyway. It's all the top. It's all the top ones. But to that point, if these guys keep doing that, right, you're going to end up where the schools that Memphis and Kentucky, the players that Memphis, Kentucky, and Duke are all fighting over, they're not going to be there at least the next 2 years, mm-hmm. at least the next 2 or 3 years. I will say I thought RJ'd be over there by himself, and that, you know, maybe we'd see one or two others do this. Again, Jalen Green hadn't made a decision here to go pro. To John's point, he's got other options, Prep Academy outside the U.S., one inside.
Yeah.
But it does seem like this has become more viable for these top guys. If they can get their money now, why not go do it?
And that's the part where when RJ Hampton committed to the Breakers and headed over there.
Seriously.
You know, that's the part of the – maybe not necessarily that team, you know, but it's just sparking the idea that guys can do this and pursue it differently. And RJ Hampton's still on every mock draft board. You know, it's not like he disappeared.
There'll be no need to do this in 2022.
Correct.
Go get your money.
Right.
Start
You'll just go straight to the league. Yes. You know, now but, how that affects college, that will be interesting. You know, is it just 15 guys a year that don't go to college? You know, how many one and duns are there? Or you know, I guess it's no and duns. How many no and duns are there, you know, in 2023? 10, 12, 15 more, I don't know. You know, and is there going to be something in place where you allow a guy, I'm assuming there is, or there will be, you can go straight to the NBA, you can enter your name for the draft as a high schooler, and if you don't get drafted, you can go to college. I'm assuming there's going
to
be something in place for that.
Like that.
Yeah, because there will be many of those cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the way it is. So I'd be interested to see, like, what kind of impact on it. Like, you know, I guess you wouldn't have the Zions, and you wouldn't have R.J. Barrett.
Just cuts the top layer off, like we've talked about.
You know, we know James would, but would Precious ever enroll? Would he have ever enrolled? I think that's the interesting question. Like,
yeah. Those guys become your 1As.
Yes.
Those guys are the guys now that Cal and Kay and Penny all identify as the best they can get. So you just move it up, I imagine.
Exactly.
The
number 21 prospect in America now jumps, like, to number 6.
Yeah.
You don't
think it'll be 10, do you?
Probably not 10, but, I mean, could it be 7?
To start this thing out, we're looking at 5 to 7 tops. That's what it feels like to me.
But more will declare, though. Like, more will try, which is gonna make it sort of complicated for these college teams.
I don't see a shift all of a sudden, though, for NBA to go where I got to have one of those. You understand what I'm saying?
At
least not early on.
For sure.
It feels like it'll be a low number because, again, you've only got a certain number of guys that can handle it.
Well, you have to think, though. Like,
in a lot of these situations, it's going to be staff situations.
Musa Cisse is going to be a guy like him who's going to declare for the draft. Now, he couldn't because he's 2021, but just whatever. Just pick a guy in the top 10. They're probably going to go through the workouts in the process, you know.
Well, you'd be foolish not to do that. If you go back, you want to do your due diligence if you've got that ability.
Where it really impacts the colleges, though, is how do you proceed? You know, because okay, if the kid is ranked number 10 in the country, right, and you're feeling like, maybe a chance he doesn't go in the first round or the lottery or whatever, you know, do you hold the scholarship for him?
That's a good question.
You know,
what they face.
What do you do timeline-wise? And then what happens if he doesn't? You know, the draft comes and goes in June, and, you know, you filled your recruiting class because the signing period was in May.
No, you're right. That's a dynamic they'll face.
You know, what are the steps that college basketball is going to take to help out its coaches, you know? Because that's going to be the challenge.
It's a question Penny probably going to face.
Absolutely.
With the level he's recruiting at.
Yeah, because, you know, again – Rajon Tucker is a really good example. You know, and he wasn't a straight out of high school kid, but it was like, you know, you had to He went through the process, and that's just in May.
Mm-hmm.
They have to declare whether or not they're staying in the draft in May. You know, and I wonder. I guess maybe that will be the same for these high schoolers or not. I'm not sure. I guess that would be the case.
It'll be interesting to see. You're right. That's the question colleges will face. There's no question about it. Like, do I continue to recruit this kid when he could end up turning on me, right, and saying, you know what, thanks but no thanks. R.J. Hampton, basically. I mean, in that sense. Mm-hmm. R.J., which you spend time and resources on, and let you know that, yeah, actually, I've already a month ago I signed to go pro. You don't want to waste your time and your resources. We've talked about that.
Yep.
So it won't just be a question for Penny. It'll be for all those elite-level coaches that are recruiting elite-level prospects. Again, at least until we get to 2022.
Right. And then the other thing that we mentioned earlier today to start the show was effortless Lester Quinones' tweet to Admiral Schofield, where he said in a response to Admiral and Grant Williams kind of having fun at Memphis' expense about beating them last year, Lester said, "Come to Knoxville for the game this year if the Go-Go's don't have a game that night." The Go-Go's are the G League affiliate of the Washington Wizards, which is where Lester is saying Admiral Schofield will be.
I hope Tennessee, because I have to imagine that Penny Hardaway is open to it. I hope Tennessee decides to extend the series. You've got this year in Knoxville, this upcoming season, obviously, in Knoxville. Then you're going neutral site, right, in Nashville the year after that. And then it's open. And you know, I've always feared, or here since Memphis and Penny got the job and you had the Tennessee game, that Barnes would look at it, well, that was me and my old buddy putting it together. What do I need to play Penny for? But I hope he sees, too, the value in this. I really hope he does. He's recruiting at a high enough level, you feel like, or continues to, that you feel like at least he'll feel he's got a team that he can continue to bring to Memphis Memphis compete with the Tigers and with Penny Hardaway. So from a competitive standpoint, I've got to feel like he feels like he can compete all day long, especially with the way he's recruiting. Why not keep this going? I hope it doesn't get tied to football or anything like that, because that's when we know it'll die. Tennessee's just not going to give you that
phone. Right.
When, quite frankly, they should give it to you right now. It's ridiculous. Memphis is in a better spot. We know why they won't play them. But I hope cooler heads prevail. And maybe they don't need cool heads. Maybe they've already got the intention to. But I hope that a series gets extended. It's fun.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's good for college basketball. It's good for both programs. Good for the fan bases. It just makes a lot of sense.
When they're good.
Yes.
Again, you know, I like these regional rivalries when they're good. If Arkansas's down, I don't want to play them. If they're, you know, you're just helping them out. If Ole Miss is down, I don't want to play them. But if that team, if that other side of that regional rivalry is as good as you are or better, you definitely want to do it.
Yeah, by the way, while we're on the subject of Lester Quinones, I am told he's lost 29 pounds. He has lost 29 pounds since getting to Memphis. How about that? Like, that is insane how much weight. Like, and he's only been on campus, you know, for, you know, a couple months. My goodness.
Yeah. No, that was the concern when you saw him initially because of the broken foot, how much he'd been behind a little bit. Can he get that body back in the shape? He has done that very quickly.
Very quickly.
He likes showing off those legs as well.
Yes, he does.
And I would, too, if I was dropping him that fast, them pounds that fast.
You'd wear shorts that short?
I'd just come out here and have the garden snakes out. And, you know, I don't know about showing you my thighs.
Okay.
But definitely show off the arms and the old Lawrence Moten tattoo.
You going to wear a Bears jersey on Friday?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I've made no stipulation that Jonah's got to play with the Bears, though.
Of course. How many Bears jerseys do you own?
Oh, quite a few, several.
Really?
Terry Payton. Yeah, all the good ones.
I got you. Any modern Bears?
No.
No,
because I like a long time ago.
Because you haven't been relevant since the 85s.
No, stop buying jerseys, John. That's pretty much what it amounts to.
I got you.
Grown man type stuff you wouldn't know anything about.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you should probably buy yourself a jersey, man. You guys are good again. You know, you don't have to keep living in 85. You know, your movies are all 85. Your jerseys are all 85. You know, a lot of time has passed since then. You know, we're gonna get you a Trubisky jersey.
You're gonna try to turn this into a.
Huh?
About the number 7 team in the power rankings. You're going to try to talk about my squad right now.
I'm saying, when you guys.
You looking up to us.
I'm saying you guys are back,
tough
man.
Spot.
The
yep.
Bears are back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's get you a modern jersey. Let's update your collection. That's all I'm saying.
Again, I got my Bears hoodie. It's all I need. It's from Nike.
Okay. All right. When we come back, Tony Mallock's going to join us. We will talk to him about the Tigers. We will talk to him about what he saw in the Bahamas. Lots to get to with Tony Mallock. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. Time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda CR-V, which you made the best-selling CUV in America in 2019. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Experience the joy of a new Honda for yourself at your local Memphis area Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details based on IHS market calendar year to date, March 2019 for non-luxury traditional entry size CUV segment new retail registrations in U.S.
It's finally here, the warm months, weekends filled with cookouts and pool parties. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're going to be at lots of cookouts and pool parties, and by at them, I mean hosting them. And if you want to sip a drink while you're on the grill or just hanging out, you should grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. They've got you covered from headlight to taillight with fast and friendly service. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. As promised, his name is Tony Madlock. He's an assistant basketball coach over at the University of Memphis, which is coming off a 4-0 trip through the Bahamas. He joins us now. Coach Madlock, what was the best part about that trip, brother?
Oh, man, just seeing those guys play against somebody else. You know, we've been practicing now for 2.5 months, so you can imagine guys are getting tired of beating up each other and grabbing and fighting in practice and competing every day. So finally got a chance to play against somebody else. So that was probably the best part of it.
Which guys, and I want to be careful in asking this, Coach, because I know sometimes y'all don't like putting one ahead of the other, but y'all had a bunch of standouts. Which guys impressed you the most?
Well, it's like now you're going to have me talking the whole time because I can go down to this. I'm telling you, I'm serious now. Every single game everybody played well. Now, usually after playing 4 or 5 games, you'll say, well, he really didn't do it this way, this game, whatever.
Yes,
it wasn't one game while we were there that everybody didn't do what they were supposed to do, basically. So to answer your question, man, we can go down to this. If you want to just ask about individuals, do that. But all of them really played well.
From a team perspective, Coach, I mean, what jumped out at you? And I know we will get to the individual thing, but in terms of what impressed you about the team concept, was there anything that jumped out?
Well, just how fast we played. I mean, just think about the points now. 114, 135, 87, 107. That's a 40-minute game now. So that's a lot of points. That's a lot of points to be scored. I don't care who you're playing against. So that really stood out that our pace of play is really going to be good, and it's going to be good for this team because, you know, we got so many talented players that you have to play, and Penny talks about it every day. Hey, play to exhaustion. So play 3 or 4 minutes, raise your hand, come out. Somebody comes in, do their job, you go right back in.
Yeah.
So I just think our pace of play, it was really, really good.
With no Precious and no James on this trip, we sort of talked about it on the show, Coach. Great opportunity for a guy like Lance Thomas to step up. And I think that's sort of what
we were looking at. I'm sure that's what you guys were looking for as well. And that's exactly what you did, what he did. What did you make of the week that Lance Thomas had?
Oh, he had a great weekend. You're exactly right. Just think about this now. This kid just sat out a whole year. So he hadn't played in a real game with referees in over a year.
Yep.
So for him to go out there knowing that you don't have to worry about James, you don't have to worry about Precious, you're going to get as many minutes as you want. All you got to do is produce. And he did that. He had a great four games, and Lance is really stepping up to be a leader on this team.
Were you prepared, and probably you were because you'd seen it in workouts, but we hadn't, so I wasn't, for Damian Ball to be that tenacious, that explosive going to the basket? Like I said, it feels like you all have seen it in workouts and the word's gotten out, but how much did he impress?
He was really, really good. He has a chance to be special. I mean, like really, really special.
Dog, Coach.
Because I'm talking about a guy that picks you up 94 feet. He's 6'4", he's long, he's athletic. And what he really does, and the reason why Penny loves him is because, first of all, he has that dog, he defends, but he is a big-time passer. He's kind of, now, he's not Penny Hardaway passing, but he can really, really pass the ball, meaning he makes the simple passes look good, and he also has that spectacular home run passes. So he's really good, and he had a great 4 days.
We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis basketball assistant coach Tony Matlock here on the show. Just kind of working our way down the list like we were talking about.
Yep.
DJ Jeffries is such an interesting prospect because his entire career, right, his entire high school career, he was the best player in the state of Mississippi. He had one role, and that was to just go out and just score 30 a game. And now he's coming into a team where there are five DJ Jeffries, right? There are guys who have been doing that in their career. And then the question was, how is he going to fit in? How is he going to look? And I thought this week in the Bahamas, he showed you every reason why he is the prospect where he was. What did you think of DJ Jeffries' performances this week?
You are exactly right about DJ. Sometimes, when you're the best thing since sliced bread coming out of Olive Branch, Mississippi, you can kind of, on his bad days, he's good.
Yep.
So he can kind of just float through it and get by. And at the end of the game, he's still going to have 30.
Yep.
So he has, but his talent is off the chain. He can do a little bit of everything. Just scores the ball. But he had a great weekend. Like I said, it wasn't surprising to us that he was our lead scorer for one or two games, mm-hmm. Because he is that talented. And what a great kid, man. I really don't want to change subjects, but especially I'm talking about the new guys, all of them had great summers, far as the grade-wise and everything they did. So, man, we're proud of these guys, man. They have worked so hard. They've all been humbled. They're all willing to sacrifice for the good of the team. So exactly what this Bahama trip did for us, man, we're so excited about it.
Well, and how about your returnees? We saw Alex Lomax sort of playing with the confidence, right, that made him a two-time Mr. Basketball. Saw Tyler Harris not just hitting the three, but making plays for others. Knows that's the way he's got to be on the court, be a playmaker, play defense as well. And then I thought from Isaiah Maurice, had one game where he's 3-3 from three. How about the step up that it appears that your returnees have made as well?
Well, exactly, because they know. That's what's so good about this team. You got to play at a high level at all times, because at the end of the day, you want to win games, and I'm talking about from the player's perspective. You want to win games, but you want to be on the floor. So in order for you to be on the floor, you got to do all the things the right way. So you talk about A-Lo looked like the Alex Lomax. Like
yes,
you
he
said,
did.
Mr. Basketball. He looked like that. I mean, he was that dog. He was just so tough. And, I mean, it's scary what him and Damon can do defensively for us. It's scary. Then you look at Tyler. Tyler's biggest thing is always going to be shot selection because he can really, really shoot and score the ball. I mean, that's in him. You're not going to be able to take that away. Yep. He just got to make sure he takes a good shot, which he did. And then you're talking about Isaiah Maurice. You think about him. He did not practice for 2 weeks before we went to the Bahamas.
Mm.
So the first game we played on Wednesday was the first time he had really practiced in 2 weeks.
Okay.
He had a poor quad. So for him to have the type of tournament he had, man, I thought was really good for him too. So, man, like I said, all those guys, man, really competed. And like I said, they know that if I want to play, I want to be on that floor, I got to find a way to do everything the right way. And that's what they're doing.
I'm curious, Coach, from your vantage point, what do you think, which area do you think you've improved more on going from last season to this season, just in terms of what the adjustments and the step-up guys are making? Is it y'all shooting? Or is it your interior defense? It feels like the easy answer is interior defense because look what you're adding with Precious and James. But the other part, you've got shooters all over the floor now, Coach. It's not just one or two guys defenses can mark. Which one of those areas you think you're more improved in?
Well, just think about it. We're just so much more talented. So at the end of the day, you know, you're talking about which area and all that.
It's the talent.
We got 13 guys now that can play for us and can be in the game. And not a guy you're just saying, well, he's not going to be that. We can't put him in the game. That's not the case with us. So the difference is we're top to bottom from that first guy to that 13th guy. Every one of them can play.
We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis basketball assistant coach Tony Matlack here on the show. I'm sure you've gotten this too, Coach. People have been blowing us up. Who's your starting five? Who's your starting lineup? Yeah. Obviously, these are not things that are going to be determined in August. There's practices and other things like that. But in terms of trying to find the meaning from this week where everybody who's on the floor looks awesome, how do you go about determining who's making their case, who's making their statement for being in that starting five?
Boy, Penny Hardaway's gonna have a tough decision, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's gonna have one. I'm telling you now, because all these guys competed. Just think about it. Through a lot of people's mind, the most talented player on our team, James Wiseman and Precious, they didn't play. So just think about that. You know, just think about that. Guys that potentially could be first round guys, lottery pick guys, and they didn't even play. So it's gonna be a challenge. But that's the good part about it. Like I said earlier, you got to compete every single day. Nothing is going to be given. Don't care who you are. Penny's not going to give anybody anything. So if you really want to be on that floor, you better work your behind off every single day. So I think the biggest thing is, man, how you compete every single day. You can't have 3 or 4 or 5 bad days and just think, all right, man, because I'm so-and-so, I'm going to get in the game. It's not going to work like
well,
that.
Well, I mean, and especially knowing what Penny was willing to do last season, right? I mean, Penny was not afraid to change up a starting lineup if the production wasn't there. So that's what I would say, too, is like, especially with a team as talented as this one, there doesn't have to be just one singular starting lineup.
Exactly. Like, you know, it's one of those deals that he could have easily started a different lineup every game over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just think he got in a routine and just kind of got in a rotation that he wanted to go with. But at the end of the day, it's the lineup. We're so versatile. We're going to be able to play big. We're going to be able to play small. Even when we're big, we're going to be fast. So we're going to have an opportunity to play a lot of different ways, man, which I think is just goes back to Penny and these guys that he recruited.
Obviously, no James on this trip. I know that had to be tough for y'all to not break that glass just to see him out there. But you know, just the obligatory question, he's going to be okay, right? I mean, that's the expectation over there?
Oh, if we were playing Houston tomorrow, he would be playing.
Well, that's certainly good to hear.
What'd you think of the way Jaden Hardaway played, Coach?
Jaden's a baller. He know, I'm telling you, it's one of those deals that, you know, everybody's going to say he's Penny Hardaway, son.
Mm-hmm.
He can really play. He can really, really play. And his ceiling is high, too. He's just scratching the surface on how good he can be. He's 6'5", 6'6". He can handle it. He can play all three guard spots. He can defend. And his basketball IQ is off the chart.
Yeah.
So he's going to be good for us this year.
That's what I wonder. With a team as talented as y'all are, is there a place, and maybe it's because you guys, it sounds like, Coach, y'all got a plan to play so many guys, but is there a place for Jaden and for Orion Boyce to contribute on a team that's as talented as this one is?
I think so. But like I said, it goes back to competing because Penny's not going to give you anybody anything. So if Ryan is out playing somebody, then Ryan will play. You know, if Jaden's out playing somebody, he's going to play. So it's just one of those deals. That's why every single day, man, that's all Penny talks about, compete. And I think these guys have really bought into that.
And then when finally, I mean, you could tell just by everybody that's trying to watch y'all on the Facebook Lives, everybody's trying to get into Jimmy Davenport's Live. We almost broke the thing. When was the last time you personally saw people in this excited about Tigers basketball? You personally saw it?
Man, it had to be the Cal years, you know. It had to be. But I'm telling you, everywhere we go, it's unbelievable. I've been a couple different spots today, and it's just one thing after another. And everybody wants to talk about Memphis basketball. So it feels so good, man, especially with, you know, the Memphis ties that we have. You know, Penny, of course, I'm from here. Dwight Bowen's from here. Rodney Hamilton's from here. And then the players. So, I mean, it just feels so good, man, to walk down the street, and every store you go into, they want to talk about Memphis basketball. And that's a blessing, man, and we're all proud of it. We're not going to take that for granted.
I know it's a collective decision by Penny and the whole staff, but do you guys think in terms of additions for 2019 that this is basically sewed up, this is wrapped up, this is going to be the team?
Maybe not.
He always tries to get that one in on you, Coach. Yep. I'm always looking for a different answer.
just think about this, man. We're always working. So just always think about that. We're always working. When we're in the Bahamas, we're working. When we're back now in the States, and we're always working. So you never know. You never know. So I guess you guys will probably be one of the first that hears about it. So
you know, the other great thing about that trip, besides the fact you go 4-0, like you said, Coach, everybody to the man looked like they all played well, was that you came back healthy. I saw where Middle Tennessee lost a guy for the season down in Costa Rica, and that's yeah. You know, that's the risk you run when you do these things. But thankfully, you guys, as far as we know, right, everybody's good.
And everybody's great. Everybody's great. It's like anything else, man. You play this game of basketball and any sport, and you know you're trying to compete, and you can't predict those things. You just got to do your job, and these guys are gonna play as hard as they can, and you know you just gotta. You know, gotta trust it. Gotta trust. Gotta have your faith and trust in what you're trying to do.
No doubt. Well, back to reality, Coach.
We're gonna send some bubble wrap over there for all y'all. The coaching staff, the players, all y'all.
I know that's right. But the bad part about that, I wish we could do that, but we gotta practice.
I know.
And we gotta make sure, man, that we hitting on all cylinders, because it's gonna be. It's what's crazy about it. People just, I think they do, but they don't really understand how young we are.
Right.
And in college basketball, when you're playing against teams that got, you know, two or three seniors, a junior and a sophomore, you know what I mean, in the lineup, those teams are hard to play against. I don't care what level it is.
Yep.
It's because of experience factor. So we're going to be as talented or more talented than anybody we play against. But we're so young, and the good part, another thing about this trip was we hit a little adversity. Not much, but because we really want to see that, because, you know, we were down, even the last game we played, we were down – we gave up 31 points in the first quarter. Now, come on now. And the team was okay.
Right.
But we gave up 31 points in the first quarter. And we were actually losing. So we were down, I think it was 31-30.
Yeah.
And we're sitting down there like, man, what are we doing now? Because I know it was a 10 o'clock in the morning game.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody's still probably half sleepwalking. But at the end of the day, when you cross that line and you start playing, you better be ready to go no matter who you're playing. So so we hit a little adversity a couple times during this trip, and every time we fought our way through it, because that's going to be the deal on this team, because it's going to be some highs and lows, and if we can continue to fight through that and never point fingers and always for your brother, we're going to be fine.
Coach, I meant to ask you, that game against Oregon got a lot spicier, didn't it? My goodness, that's going to be one of the greatest games of the non-conference this year.
No doubt. Can you imagine? That's going to be crazy, man. But our schedule is going to really test us, and when Penny got the job, everybody was, hey, what you gonna do? Cupcake it? You gonna Penny like, no, I'm not cupcaking it. I'm rolling. And you can see right now, man, our schedule, our conference schedule is really good.
Yeah, that's gonna be a great game. I'm looking really forward to it. Coach, always appreciate
really
the time.
Really appreciate this time, Coach.
Man, you my guys. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. He is Tony Madlock, University of Memphis assistant coach. Man, I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm assuming that Oregon game was already on ESPN because it was part of that PK80. So I'm assuming it was already gonna be on ESPN. But that's a primetime game, bro. They added Addison Patterson the other day after adding in Folly Dante. My good, they're going to be a top 10 damn team.
It's the best game on schedule, and it got cemented.
Yeah.
With that addition. I struggle with his name, John. I still got to get that down.
In Folly Dante.
In Folly Dante.
Yes.
In Folly Dante.
Yes.
I haven't gotten it to the point where it rolls off yet.
Yeah. It will. You'll get there.
Oh, that it's clearly the marquee game on the schedule. There are a couple of them at Tennessee. I think that Georgia game is one because of who's involved. We don't know how good that Georgia team will be, but Anthony Edwards is a darn good one. That conference schedule is exciting enough. There's no question about it. Hopefully, more importantly, it's enough of a test, right, to have them ready for the conference season and run through that, we think, and then hopefully to a deep tournament run. Appreciate Coach Madlock's time.
Yeah, and he said,
you hear the excitement in his voice.
If the Tigers were playing Houston tomorrow, James Wiseman would be out there.
That was good to hear.
Yeah, so
I'm
that's
glad
definitely.
You asked him about that.
Somebody asked, well, what if we're playing Tulsa? That's a good question.
Frank Haith's going to have five guards out there, give you a little bit more of a test than you thought, but I think we'll be able to get through it with the talent level you've got now.
Yeah, I think
James.
Ideally that would be the case. All right, we'll come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC, the Redbirds. A World Golf Championship celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega rolls, yeah. Six rolls in one. Got rolls on rolls on rolls. TP for everyone. Charmin rolls got rolls. Super mega rolls. Super mega lasts forever. Charmin rolls got rolls.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Six rolls in one.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, guys, can I get a drum roll, please? Because I have a big announcement. It's that time of year again. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year on internet and TV. Now through September 5th, you can get their Best Deal of the Year. That's huge savings on internet and TV with the top four networks included for only $70 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. Plus, you can always catch your favorite shows and movies with 2 years of DVR service and 1 year Showtime included. But the best gets even better. Ask about even more savings. When you add Xfinity Mobile, you could get $250 back. So forget the drum roll. A deal this good calls for a full-on party. But it ends September 5th, so seriously, guys, hurry in today and don't miss the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New Extra TV and Blast Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra, and subject to change. After two-year agreement term and one-year Showtime promo, regular rates apply.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2 year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Do you take pride in your work to provide the best life for your family? Then you are exactly who we need on our team. Come join the fastest growing HVAC and plumbing company in Memphis. We have immediate openings for HVAC installers and plumbers. We offer health insurance and excellent pay. Even better, we have year-round work. Apply today, bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
So, if you are in the market for some blinds, some shutters, if you've been walking around your house, it's all drab and you want to change some stuff up like I did, then you need to call my man Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds. So, my story, pretty simple. We bought the house, and the house was almost perfect, except for in the front of the house, there was bamboo shade in the window. There were no blinds. There were no shutters. So, I mean, anybody could see up in my house, and God knows what I would be doing in there. So, I got with my wife, and I said, we got to fix this. Called Chip Wiggins, 901-753-5822. I told him my situation, and I said, look, man, my wife has to be here because she's making the executive decisions on all interior decoration. He understood that. He came on a Saturday morning when she was off work, had the whole mobile workroom with him, the whole mobile workshop, and we went through a couple different options, and we decided on some plantation shutters, and I absolutely love them. Affordable Blinds, they provide custom products to fit your budget at wholesale price, so just give them a call. 901-753-5822 or visit them on the web, affordablebindsllc.com.
Tackle your toughest mowing jobs with a brand new commercial Toro mower at the special end of year savings during the Red Tag Sale going on now at Calb Equipment. The best deals are yours, plus up to $500 rebate from Toro on select models and special financing for qualified buyers. Walk or ride, bag or mulch, it's up to you. Just hurry in today and save at Calb Equipment, your Toro Pro Cutters headquarters. Calb Equipment, one block north of Summer at Mendenhall.
Jason and John Guest's appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Something sweet for yourself. Maybe something cool and sweet for these hot summer days. We all got that sweet tooth needs to be satisfied. I've got just the place there, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. Memorize that address because once you get over there, you want to get over there again and again. It's called Quintessential Sweets. It's the sweetest place in Memphis. And we're so happy to have him on the show. My guy Christopher Gray's got the most exquisite sweets in the city. Go see for yourself. You can check him out online as well at quintessentialsweets.com. He's got everything from the traditional to the unique funnel cake to banana pudding ice cream. You heard right. It's just like mama's banana pudding, right? Got the wafers in it. Tastes just like bananas, except this is ice cream form. And on a hot day like this, there's nothing better, John Martin. They got that and a whole lot more.
Just go look. They're on Instagram at Quintessential Sweets. It's going to tempt you, though, so just be prepared to go to Quintessential Sweets after you visit their Instagram page, because you're going to see the dipped cheesecake on a stick. You're going to see the gooey butter bar, the chocolate-covered Oreos, the waffle cones, the flavored snow, which is a sort of twist on Italian ice. It's made in-home, and there's flavor in every bite. Quintessential Sweets is the best in Memphis.
Get you some of that flavored unicorn snow, because you know why you're going to need it. Green apple, Jolly Rancher, strawberry lemonade, flavored stone, all of it's layered in pineapple sorbet. What sounds better than that? Their gourmet sweets, the perfect touch for your birthday parties, your cookouts, your business meeting like my wife's having over there. She's got one scheduled this month, as a matter of fact. So give them a call. Just stop by the store again at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. That number, 901-361-3449. They're online at quintessentialsweets.com.
Yeah, so just to give you an update, Jason, only a few spots remain for Penny Hardaway's fantasy camp. So if you're wanting to claim your spot, you're going to have to do it really soon.
It was you. You're the better candidate for it. You're younger. Yeah. You're faster.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna pay $2,500. I mean, realistically, you know, to as much as I'd love to.
We talked to Penny. He said the experience would be worth it, John.
I know, but
you'll feel like what you've always dreamed of being, which is a baller.
Well, when I grew up, my goal was not to play for Penny Hardaway, though. You know, I had different goals when I was growing up. Now, you know, I'm an adult. And I can't even put myself in that place.
They got all the inside info and insight on Penny's coaching approach and everything else that you could give us if you paid that $2,500.
Yep.
You bring it back to the show.
I was exactly thinking the same thing.
Oh,
a
awesome.
Smart reporter would take $2,500 of their reporter money, stash it, pay it, go in, report on it, get video, access.
Now the smart reporter would expense that junt. That's what the smart reporter would do.
Yeah, expense it.
$2,500 to Intercom.
No, I'm talking about the other enterprise.
Oh, okay.
the one that reports on the Tigers direct every day.
Okay, maybe so. Maybe I should do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to give you an update. If you want to sign up for that.
Well, it won't be me. Unfortunately, they don't need any smokers out there. So I thought you were a better candidate. If you're telling us you're not going to spend any of your new money on it, that's very disappointing.
Yeah. You can go to PennyHardawayExperience.com. Essentially, what it is like you just get to go through, you know, the recruiting process. You get to commit to Penny.
Yeah,
you know? I
want him to talk to my parents and win them over.
Yeah, I don't know if he goes that far. I think that's the $5,000 package.
Call Les Smith, Mr. Smith.
Do we get a pair of Penny? Do we get a pair of,
no.
of Hardaways?
No.
No.
You don't get no pennies, man. You just get the
do
date.
Do we get his cell number?
No, you don't get his cell number. You don't get any of that, you know?
Okay. Well, I wonder how many of his players got his number.
Dave, it's like
there ain't a media member
like
in this country.
You're paying $2,500 to be David Winget. Who wants to do that? You know, get cut out of the damn picture.
Oh,
don't even have Penny's cell phone number.
Ring up Winget.
Oh.
Sad.
Oh, my Lord.
John.
So, anyway, you can go to PennyHardawayExperience.com if that's a
couple more spots available.
That's what you're into. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
John, it's 6:30. Over on Paramount Network, there's a movie that comes on I want you to watch. It's called Coming to America, a 1988 classic, starring Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. Now, I know many of our listeners have seen this movie and they're going, Jason, what are you telling John to watch that for? Well, John, ladies and gentlemen, is a young man who's never seen it.
Yes.
What? And if you want to, if you want to understand, you know, everything from the Jerry Curl, right, to life in Africa and what it's like over there, where we're kings and queens, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've always wondered
then
about that.
You'll give it a view. Because I know one thing that you can do that some of our guests is put yourself in another's shoes sometimes. So go watch a real comedian tonight. Eddie Murphy plays about 5-6 different characters in this thing. And, John, there's line after line of classic line.
Yes.
That we still stay on. Brad's itching at the bit because it feels like you've seen it 20 times. And, Brad, you've earned some credit with me.
Having I love that movie.
That twinkle in your eye you've got on it. John, I want you to watch it again 6:30 on Paramount Network. Coming to America, one of the greatest films ever made.
I loved Arsenio Hall. I used to even watch his show late at night. I'd be watching Arsenio Hall and the Dog Pound. Yeah, it was before your time, I think.
Mm-hmm. Everything was before my time.
I'll leave you for Hard Knocks because I know you want to talk about that, but I'm going to be watching the first place Cardinals again tonight.
By half a game.
The Cubs play the Giants tonight at 7:05. Cardinals start theirs at 6:45 against the Brewers. A little tougher test than what you have. The Cubbies have a little tougher test tonight.
The key on that Cubs game, look where it's being played.
It is in Chicago. Yeah, correct. That helps. Certainly, you guys have been terrible on the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're exactly right. 9 o'clock on HBO. Hard Knocks is going to be what I am watching. Antonio Brown says he's a handsome enemy of the state.
Will you do it in your Antonio Brown shirt?
Sure. I don't care. You know? Yeah, I'll absolutely do it in my Antonio Brown shirt.
Cool.
Boom it. I love that shirt.
Worried at all about Friday now? Any intimidation factor now that Jonah is in?
No.
And we will actually have the shirt.
No, I'm not intimidated at all.
Okay.
But the shirt, maybe. The shirt might be, it might throw me off. That's a good point.
You're 0-3. You've never beaten this man. It's a mountain, a Jonah Jordan mountain you haven't been able to climb.
That's right. Well, I'm planning on scaling it.
Well, unfortunately, the rest of the city's going to see whether or not you can.
That's true.
Now, very
public. I'll have to live with that for the rest
all
of my life,
right.
No matter what happens on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that. Anyway,
as well.
Hard Knocks on HBO. Should be a great episode.
You got plenty of time to watch Coming to America before Hard Knocks.
Yeah, I'll get on that as soon.
You didn't come to church. Watch Coming to America.
It's not that I haven't come to church. I still have plenty of time to fulfill that wager. I have 3 weeks, basically. Two more Sundays.
Church?
Yes.
You have all your rest of your life. We just like you to get to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the plan. That is definitely the plan. That is going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today. Brian Baldinger. From radio.com sports. Thanks to Clay Travis and thanks to Tony Madlock. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Giannotto says that Jeffrey has done some Tiger basketball research that sounds, quote, pretty darn interesting, end quote. So they will have that for you at the beginning of their show. That's next. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM. And in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis.
Memphis, 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 Memphis. Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. All the names and games.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com.
personal styling for everybody.
It's finally here, the warm months, weekends filled with cookouts and pool parties. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're going to be at lots of cookouts and pool parties, and by at them, I mean hosting them. And if you want to sip a drink while you're on the grill or just hanging out, you should grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.